USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump told Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel on her Real America podcast that Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as leaders of other nations, felt more powerful when they saw how badly the United States left Afghanistan.
I think when Putin and when Xi and when Kim Jong-un and when the Iranian leaders, I think they saw what happened in Afghanistan, and I think that gave them a new sense of power and dignity.
In the podcast, Trump said that Putin took over Georgia and Crimea when former President Barack Obama was in office, but he did not go after Ukraine when he was in office because we were very tough on Russia. Four people died early this morning in a South Chicago suburb when an SUV hit a rail car of a moving freight train at a crossing and caught fire. The Dodge Durango struck the CSX train, killing the vehicle's four occupants. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Governors around the nation are looking for help from the federal government at the gas pump.
The Democratic governors say the move is to alleviate pump prices exceeding $4 per gallon. The governors from Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin pushed for the suspension in a letter Tuesday to congressional leaders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan is up for re-election, but a spokesperson said she does not support temporarily freezing the state's 27.2 cents per gallon gas tax or the 6% sales tax on fuel. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And a grand jury in Colorado has indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters on counts related to probes into alleged election equipment tampering and official misconduct. Peters was indicted on felony and misdemeanor charges connected into an investigation into an election security breach at the county's office last year. Belinda Kinsley, Peters' deputy, was also indicted in the case. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A West Virginia teenager accused of killing four family members will now be tried as an adult. The ruling involving 17-year-old Gavin Smith by Kanawha Circuit Court means the case will be presented to the grand jury and opens the possibility of a longer sentence if he's convicted. Smith was 16 and his girlfriend was 17 when they were arrested in December 2020 for the killings of his mother, stepfather, and two younger brothers at their home in Elkview, West Virginia. The bodies were found shot to death. Smith was charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Rebecca Lynn Walker pled guilty to accessory after the fact by helping him hide the slayings and was sentenced as an adult in September to 10 years in prison. A man who tried to slither past U.S. border agents in California had 52 lizards and snakes hidden in his clothing. The man was driving a truck when he arrived at the San Ysidro border with Mexico and was pulled out for additional inspection, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The agents found the 52 live reptiles tied up in small bags, which were concealed in the man's jacket, pants pockets, and groin area. Nine snakes and 43 horned lizards were seized. Some of the species are considered to be endangered. Conrad Janis, the Mork and Mindy star who played Mindy's father, has passed away at the age of 94. In addition to acting, Janis was also a jazz trombonist and appeared on Broadway numerous times in his career. Janis also appeared in The Golden Girls, The Cable Guy, Frasier, and more. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.